Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Dade. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. McRae reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Dade steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Lockhock scores. Rojas moves to third. Patek moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Frank Duffy. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae bunts towards first. Bock scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Paquette moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Blanks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Date hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Rojas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb, who is chasing the ball. Rojas reaches third base with a triple. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Kern now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heisa scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zdeb. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Zdeb steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing right field. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-3 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.